Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, week one is here, folks. We have made it through the offseason. College football season, Big 12 football season is in action. And I'm going to give you three picks to look at this weekend. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We appreciate you being here and joining us as a part of the show. So if you are new, by the way, hit that thumbs up. Make sure you're subscribed, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. Thank you for being here and thank you for doing that. If you are new, though, you're not familiar with what I did last year, and it turned out very well. You know, I used to pick every game against the spread, and I said, that's too much. I don't feel great about every game against the spread. So what I started doing last year is I started giving you an underdog of the week, a lock of the week, and a bad bet of the week. So this is pretty simple to understand, but just to take you through it real quick, obviously the underdog is self-explanatory. The lock of the week is self-explanatory. The bad bet of the week means don't make this bet and here's why. That's how I set it up. That's how I would do it. So if I say don't make this bet, that's my bad bet of the week. If I turn out to be right on the other side of that, that's a win for me. I'm basically telling you what I would do on the other end. So with all that being said, let's take you through the underdog, the lock of the week, and the bad bet of the week for week one in the Big 12 Conference. I'm Pete Mundo. So my underdog of the week is the game of the week. And it is West Virginia +8 taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions. The line opened up at +10 for West Virginia. It has moved to +8. So the money is coming in on the Mountaineers. They are at home. The atmosphere is going to be absolutely insane. I heard school is closed Friday in Morgantown because they're getting ready for this game. It's going to be freaking nuts. And I don't buy too much into the bulletin board stuff, but I do think it matters. And this is a West Virginia fan or a West Virginia team that has been completely disrespected all season long. Whether it's by media and the preseason offseason polls, the player polling, Neil Brown's ticked off about the top 100 players ESPN put together that Garrett Green was not on that list. I mean, they are finding every reason to be slighted this offseason. And I really think they're using it as motivation. And the sense I get is that Neil Brown is using this as motivation in an enormous way with his guys, with his team. And it's going to work. This is such an underrated team that West Virginia brings back. They win 9 games last year, and the way people talk about them, you would have thought they went 6-6. It's just crazy. So I think that is working for West Virginia. The old chip on the shoulder thing is working for the Mountaineers this year. Now, the place is going to be electric. It's going to be, I mean, one of the all-time, it may be, the greatest atmosphere for a West Virginia home game. Probably since, I want to say there was a November game in 2017 or 2018 against Oklahoma. That was pretty big. That had Big 12 implications. But since then, it's at least the biggest game in Morgantown in half a decade. You may have to go back to some of the Big East days for this. But that's how insane this is going to be. Big noon kickoff's going to be there, the whole deal. Now, as for the game itself, obviously the home field advantage is going to be tremendous. But everyone looks at Penn State and they say, well, it's Penn State. The talent's there, the talent's there, the talent's there. Okay, but there are a lot of new faces with Penn State. Week ones are weird because oftentimes whoever has the most cohesive team and the cohesive unit is oftentimes going to come out on top. And when you look at Penn State, do they have more talent top to bottom on the roster than West Virginia? Probably. Yeah, sure. But at the same time, this is a Penn State team that is opening up the season in a hostile environment with three new coordinators and new starting positions, including both offensive tackle spots. That right there should be cause for concern. That right there is something you look at and you say, well, hold on a second here. I'm not suggesting all else is equal, but if all else was equal, what do you think of that? Two new tackles, crazy environment, on the road, three new coordinators. What could possibly go wrong? Right? And then you look at the fact that West Virginia, this game is going to be won by the West Virginia offensive line. That's where this game's going to be won, against a very good Penn State defense that was tremendous throughout the entire season, for the most part, except when it played the big dogs in its own division. But still, this is a Penn State defense, especially up front, that is stout, but the West Virginia offensive line is where this game is going to be won, or at least the spread is going to be covered at +8. You've got a great 1-2 punch at running back led by Donaldson and Jaheim White. You have Garrett Green, highly underrated. You have that offensive line, and what you're going to see from West Virginia is a team that takes less deep shots down the field. I don't see a lot of that happening in this game. I see West Virginia methodically using its home field advantage to manage and working the ball down the field. It may not be pretty at times. There might be some wrinkles we haven't seen from Neil Brown in the past, but it's going to help keep his defense fresh. It's going to help keep the Penn State offense off the field. And don't forget, you've got a new Penn State offensive coordinator in Andy Koltunicki, who was at Kansas under Lance Leipold the last couple of years. That was Lance Leipold's guy. So the offense is something that West Virginia's seen. They didn't play Kansas last year, but they played them the 2 years before that. I mean, they've got plenty of tape, and I get it. It's a different athlete, but still, it's not an offense that they don't know about. They know about it. It's just got different guys, and that could play a factor as well. So my underdog of the week for the Big 12 is West Virginia +8 taking on Penn State at home on Saturday. There you go. Game number one. Game number two that I'm going to give you here. Let me go in order. Let me give you my bad bet of the week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It looks appealing, but I'm not going to touch it. Houston -2.5 against UNLV. Houston's one of these teams that I think is going to get a lot better under Willie Fritz as the season goes along, but I could foresee some bumps in the road. And you look at this line and you say, I get Houston against an UNLV team and program that's been terrible for most of its existence. 2.5 points, sign me up for that. First off, pump the brakes. The wise guys are not with you. Let me just point that out first and foremost, okay? 50% of the action is on Houston, but the line opened up at -3. It's now -2.5. That means the big money pounded UNLV. Now, maybe there's some home cooking there in Vegas, but still, half the money is on Houston, half the money is on UNLV, and it's moved half a point in favor of UNLV. That means the money has come in on UNLV, and they want you to bet Houston at 2.5. They want to sucker you into the Houston -2.5 bet, and I'm not going to do it. That's a bad bet. While I really like Willie Fritz, and I really like what he can do with Donovan Smith as quarterback and use him much more effectively in the running game potentially than Dana Holgorsen ever did, it's going to take some time. All right? It is. You've got Donovan Smith, who's got a brand new supporting cast. They lost their top two receivers to the portal. They're replacing 4 starters on the offensive line. They're trying to learn a brand new offense under a brand new head coach, new systems, everything else. That's not easy. And this Houston defense was horrible in every major statistical category last season. So, yes, they have a new defensive coordinator, obviously, Shiel Wood, who did a very good job at Troy. That being said, it's going to take some time. And it's a lot of new faces, new guys who haven't really played together before, and this is the first time they're getting some live bullets. Meantime, you look at the other side, and UNLV is led by Barry Odom. You may recall him, of course, from his days at Mizzou. And last year, they won their most league wins since they joined the Mountain West back in 1999. Now, here's the thing. The offense is up-tempo. They know how to put points on the board. They know what they want to do on that side of the ball. It's run first. It's up-tempo. It's a strong attack. It could be even better. And the only real question mark appears to be the quarterback because they got to turn that over. But outside of that, the running attack is there. The running game is there. You've got 4 starters on the offensive line also coming back, including a first-team all-conference guy at right tackle. So, you know, there's some NFL prospect talent along the offensive line. And the defense brings back 7 starters. So you might just want to look at this and say, oh, Big 12 team, bad UNLV program. Oh, I'm going Houston -2.5. Don't bet it. Houston -2.5 is my bad bet of the week. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. All right. And now I'll give you my lock of the week. My lock of the week in the Big 12. Wyoming +7 against Arizona State. It's too many points for a Wyoming team that I saw with my own 2 eyes take care of Texas Tech in this very same spot last year in a game I didn't see coming. And by the way, that Tech team was better than this Arizona State team. So you've got a quarterback now at Wyoming who's taking Josh Allen's number 17, who has a little bit of Josh Allen in him. He's got the build. He's 6'5". He's 245. Evan Svoboda is his name. It's a name that you're going to know. We saw a little bit of him last year when they played Texas. He actually started the game. But he's a guy who's got a little Josh Allen in him. They're likely going to be more of a 50-50 run-pass team. And you look at this team and you say to yourself, okay, well, you've got all-league running back Harrison Whaley coming back into the mix. You've got a deep group behind him. So there's talent there at wide receiver. The offensive line has a bunch of starters back. I think they got 4 of their starters back on that side on the offensive line. And a defense that is also bringing back 7 guys that was 3rd in the Mountain West in total yardage. The defensive line is very deep for this Wyoming team. On the other side, Arizona State is still trying its rebuild, and we're all pulling for Kenny Dillingham, and we're all hoping that he's going to get things on the right track. But there are questions. There are four transfers on the offensive front. All right? Those guys take time to mesh. That's something that doesn't just happen overnight, week one. Okay? Yes, you've got Sam Levitt at quarterback. You've got a situation now where you say to yourself, okay, what are the pieces around him? They have very capable skill position players. There's no doubt about it. There are guys at that position, at wide receiver in particular. Tyson leads the way, who are going to be very solid wide receivers and very good skill position players. Running back should be a little bit deeper as well. You've got some good transfers from USC and places like that. But it's a lot of new pieces who have not played together before. And then you look at the defense. They've got double-digit transfers on that side of the ball as part of their two deep. Once again, these guys are going to take time to mesh and time to gel. And while they can have some very good impact players on that side of the ball, we don't know how it's all going to get put together just yet. So I've got a week one with what very well may be the better quarterback in this spot, with a team that returns many more starters on both sides of the ball, guys who played together last year and who have plenty of confidence when it comes to winning games like this against Power Four competition. I've seen it. So give me Wyoming +7 in that game as my lock of the week over Arizona State, and I'll add this as well. The wise guy money is on Wyoming. I'm just pointing that out as well, okay? So here's what's going on in that game when you look at the betting trends. 54% of the bets are on Arizona State -7. But the line's not moving. So if well over half the bets are on one side and the line is not moving towards 7.5, what does that tell you? The 46% betting Wyoming are betting bigger dollar amounts. There's your wise guy money right there. So I'm rolling with them. I'm saying Wyoming +7 in that spot on the road against Arizona State. They will not be intimidated, and they will cover that 7-point spread. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. Hit that thumbs up right below the video on YouTube. We appreciate you doing that. Kirkland says he just put his life savings on Wyoming. Do not do that. Do not. I love you guys. Do not put your life savings on any of these bets. I win some, I lose some. I try to go 55% by the end of the year. That is great, by the way, in sports betting. That's what I've got. That's what I'm doing. Don't do anything more than what you're comfortable doing. Okay? That's all I got for you guys. That's my last little bit of advice. Enjoy the games. It's going to be an outstanding week one. Listen, there's a lot of FCS games, but still, it's going to be an outstanding week one in the Big 12. Week two is going to be even better. Enjoy the games. I'll usually do this on a Thursday night. I know we have Thursday and Friday games now, but I like doing these on Thursday night and giving you some picks for usually Saturday games. That's typically how I've done it if you're new to the show. So thank you guys. Please do subscribe. It makes a huge difference in this show when you do that, when you hit the thumbs up, when you leave the 5-star rating. The season's here. Please take a minute out and do that, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Enjoy the games. Go Big 12.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.